ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः।
Certain things you have to understand for all times. The destiny part in everybody's life cannot be changed. Nobody can change in the whole world. The flowing destiny. If I have any power for that, why should I not cure my wife lying there for 7 or 8 years? Why should I not? Give up these ideas. And these things have no concern with pure spirituality. Things are happening according to your karmas. And your destiny is nothing except the result of your karmas. And self-realization and God experience can happen to anybody in any situation. Generally, there is a greater possibility of self-realization when the situation is adverse against you, when you are perplexed, when you are not at peace with yourself, when you are faced with a challenge. Because when there is prosperity and there is good health and there is enough money and then when people are praising you, then your mind goes to somewhere else, not for spiritual things. You don't remember even the divine. Oh, I will remember you later on. Let me go to see him first. That is the mentality of human beings. When the body is healthy and there is sufficient money and a good employment, the mind starts thinking about the girlfriend or the boyfriend more than thinking about self-realization. And when there is sickness and when one finds there is no employment, only money for a week, one thinks, oh, what will happen to me? Oh God, at least one remembers God. No matter under compulsion. Oh God, what will happen to me after? I will not be able to pay my bills. Oh God, will I be able to save this house, which I built with so much attention and labor? Shall I be compelled to sell the house under these circumstances? Oh God, you are remembering God. And when there was money and there was health and people were praising you, you say, I'm going to Paris. Just for a good time. And what is good time? You know. Definition. It changes. And I say good time is that when you are crying and crying for God also. Oh God, that's good time. So the definition of good time differs. And when you are crying and faced with a great challenge, even for your own sustenance, your own bread, and you say, oh God, what will happen? I say, good time. Good time. Remembering at least, no matter, under compulsion. So don't worry. What is happening? Everything is happening very nicely. Don't get discouraged at all. There is no necessity of being discouraged. All great saints pass through unimaginable adversities. Unimaginable. We can't pass through those. Who will pass through opposition and odds and difficult times and criticism and every imaginable opposition? Who will pass through that more than Christ? You all know the life. Who will pass through that? And when he was showering on everybody, on the whole humanity, nectar in a way, love in abundance, they took him to the cross. We should understand the history of humanity with the right perspective to know what is spirituality, how it happens. And because he was really spiritual, he said, oh God, forgive them. They do not know what they are doing. In his last moments or forgive them. He did not beg that you take me away from the cross. He did not desire for that. Did he not have the powers? What was impossible for him? Nothing. So we have to understand by seeing the examples of the really great people on earth. And then we have to grow like that. So don't get discouraged. As regards these weaknesses inside, everybody has those weaknesses sometime. By God's grace, they have started going away, they will go away. They can't stay. Maybe any weakness, weakness for the opposite sex, weakness for drinking, weakness for meat eating, weakness for appreciation by others. So many weaknesses are there. Jealousy, anger, hatred. They will go away. They have started going away. We should all remember that every saint had a past and every sinner has a future. The eternal law, without exception,